The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The McGowan government will unveil new laws today in the latest attempt to stop violence resulting in deaths and life-changing injuries that have marred popular night spots around town. Joining me now to explain is State Political Editor at The West Australian, Peter Law. G'day, Pete.
Morning, Ben.
And so what is the government proposing?
They are proposing to introduce legislation next month that will create what they are calling Protected Entertainment Precincts, or PEPs. And now these have been inspired by the tragic death of Giuseppe, whose nickname was Pep, so you can see the link there. His widow, essentially, for the past 2 years has been pushing for a tough crackdown to try and stamp out horrible violence that blights our popular entertainment precincts, particularly Northbridge. Now, the government have taken up one of her ideas to her credit, and that is that people who are convicted of heinous, violent or sexual crimes in these precincts, once they've done their time and they're released from prison, they'll be banned from these precincts for 5 years. Now, interestingly, we've today learned that these precincts initially will be Perth CBD and Northbridge, Fremantle, Hillarys, Scarborough and Mandurah. And the government have said they'll wait and see how it operates, how well it goes, and it'll be easy to add more precincts in future.
Yeah, they seem to certainly be the hotspots that we've seen over the last couple of years, because there's been several incidents that have made the news, of course. The Pepe that you talk about, Danny yep. Hodgson, who was cowed punched and left fighting for life. And now both of those incidents were unprovoked. What has Enza Rako come out and said in the wake of this announcement from the government?
She's absolutely welcomed it. She says it's going to mean that her late husband's death was not in vain. It's exactly what she's been pushing for. And I think she's hoping for exactly the same thing as the government and the rest of us, which is that Northbridge or Fremantle or Scarborough is not a place that you avoid because you're scared of it in the evenings, but it's somewhere that's actually safe to go and have a good time, even safe for families to go and enjoy a meal in a restaurant. That seems to be everyone's on the same unity ticket there. So that's certainly what everyone's hoping to achieve. Now, how successful it will be in operational, that's really going to come down to the police. They're going to have to be on the lookout for these people who are automatically hit with these bans. And interestingly, there's going to be a data sharing arrangement with nightclubs. As we know, they have these kind of ID scanner technology. Not only now will the nightclubs have their own list of banned people, they'll now have access to the government's list of banned troublemakers as well. Now, so essentially there's two type of exclusion orders that are going to be created with this legislation. The first one is one that's going to be automatically slapped on the worst offenders once they're released from prison for the worst type of crimes that you can imagine. The second, interestingly, is one that police officers can apply to individuals, including juveniles, for something as, you'd say, low-level as antisocial behaviour or threatening behaviour. And that can be for 6 months, and they can apply for it to be extended for 2 years. Now, that's arguably going to be the more controversial aspect of this, that we could potentially have police officers banning youths who are troublemaking in the city from coming back to the city.
Yeah, I think that is certainly going to be interesting to see how that legislation is applied in real life, and also how it's going to be enforced after a ban is placed on somebody, especially a juvenile who might not be entering the nightclubs with the ID scanners. We'll wait and see how that unfolds. I guess, you know, when it comes to this legislation, do you anticipate it'll move through Parliament pretty easily? Like, the government obviously has a supermajority, but will the opposition put up much opposition to it?
I think we'll find that out today. I think it's hard for an opposition to object when we're talking about trying to make cracking down on crime, the government describing it as a zero tolerance approach. And I mean, we've seen numerous attempts over the years, haven't we, to try and clean up Northbridge, and it seems to ebb and flow. So, you know, we've seen curfews in the past, they come and go. You see mandatory minimum sentencing for coward punch attacks. And this is the government's latest attack. I would be amazed if the opposition would have put up much of a fight over it, so to speak. But it'd be interesting to see what the mayors of these local precincts have to say as well, and indeed the local business owners. Frankly, I would have thought they'll probably welcome it, because I'm sure it's much better for business to have a thriving nighttime economy that's welcoming for all, rather than one that people are potentially avoiding because they're worried about getting king hit by some coward.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a pretty welcome piece of legislation in the eyes of the electorate. As we said, remains to be seen how it's going to be enforced, and maybe won't stop those unprovoked attacks, which anytime there's idiots and alcohol, always a chance of that happening. But if we keep some of those idiots from ever returning to those precincts, certainly for a longer period of time, then I think everyone's safer for it. State political editor at The West Australian, Peter Law, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.